Today's warm, 101.3. The Ukrainian Festival is this weekend, right, Andy?
Yeah,
Andy,
it starts Thursday.
Andy, say it again. Hanishevsky.
Hanishevsky, yep.
All right. Pretty good. A lot of people have trouble with Infantino, too.
And we share the same problems.
I know.
Credit's okay. A hard one, too.
Great news is we'll never be named into subpoena, so we're good.
That's one way. Look at it. The Ukrainian Festival this weekend at St. Josephat's, which has been going. How long has this thing been going on?
52, this is our 52nd year doing it.
Wow. It's funny, a little funny note here. My brother actually student taught at St. Josephat's probably around 50 years ago. Okay. He really, really did. Lovely building, too. I've always loved the St. Josephat's with the domes. It's just a beautiful building. So what do we got? Food-wise for the festival?
Food-wise, we've got everything traditional. We've got vareniki, which everybody knows as pierogies. We've got cabbage rolls.
He walked in and go, pierogies!
We made almost 50,000 vareniki pierogies. We're making close to 25,000 cabbage rolls. We go through 1,600 pounds of sauerkraut, about close to the same in Ukrainian sausage.
Wow.
We do have borscht, which is a Ukrainian beet soup, which is phenomenal for anybody who always
says. Now, cabbage rolls, is that like guumpki?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, look at you. Look at you. How do you know?
Yeah, well, hey, we're neighbors, so we're good.
That's right.
I love a cabbage roll. Love it then.
Let me ask you this. How is Ukrainian sausage different from, say, Italian sausage?
It's better. It doesn't have any fennel in it. It's got some garlic, onions. It's got a lot of different spices. I enjoy a good Italian sausage every once in a while, but
I'm not a huge Italian sausage fan either. So yeah, I should come out to the St. Josephat's.
Yes, you should. Yeah, I grew up on it, but no, I've had a lot of I have a lot of Ukrainian friends. Went to school with some Ukrainian people, and they would feed me. And it is awesome food. What else we got going on besides the food?
We've got entertainment all weekend. We've got close to 30 vendors coming from all over the country, U.S. and in Canada. So there'll be lots of shopping. Entertainment's free, parking's free, admission's free. All that we ask is you come and have a good time.
How do you make any money? Just selling food?
Oh, we sell a lot of stuff.
What are your hours?
So hours, Thursday is from 6 to 11, Friday 6 to midnight, Saturday is 1 to midnight, and Sunday is 1 till about 6:37. We close after the last show. We've got raffles. We've got rides for the kids, bounce houses for the kids.
Fun.
We do have for anybody who doesn't want to brave and try Ukrainian food, which I don't know why they wouldn't.
We do have a
hot dog hamburger booth. There's always beer.
Yeah.
Blackjack. So.
Ooh, now you're talking my language.
All right. Well, Andy, have lots of fun.
Yes.
Sell lots of stuff. Eat lots of food. And just enjoy yourself at the St. Josephat's Ukrainian Festival all weekend long. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All righty.